Congressional lawmakers released a damning report today blaming Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration for their roles in the 737 MAX disasters. Democrats on the House Transportation Committee said the two fatal crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia were the horrific culmination of engineering mistakes, mismanagement, and failed oversight. 346 people died in those crashes. Let's bring in here now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, this is the latest report in a series of investigations into these crashes. What's new in this one?
I think what's new, Jeremy, is that here you have Congress saying this, right? If you remember early days, all the finger pointing and questions about who was to blame, it's just another way of codifying that Boeing is at fault here. Perhaps legal ramifications, right? Any hope that Boeing had of saying that it shared blame with many other parties. This is Congress saying, no, this American company, according to this American Congress, was at fault here alongside the FAA.
Well, yeah. And on the issue of the FAA, the investigation found that certification of the 737 MAX was compliant with FAA regulations, but it clearly wasn't safe. So how did it get approved?
Well, the FAA relied a lot on Boeing, too much, it seems, on Boeing. It was kind of a arm's length certification process, you might say. Not unusual in industry, but the problem here is the results. We know that, right? And then Boeing, in turn, seems to have relied on overly optimistic assumptions. It thought that things that turned out to be big problems were only little problems. A failure of a sensor, it thought, would not cause a plane crash, even though that would be a problem for pilots to overcome. So the FAA and Boeing together, that bad mix of lack of oversight and rosy assumptions led to those 346 deaths, as you said.
Boeing has suffered financially since these crashes and then, of course, the recession that we're in right now. How is the company responding to this new report?
Well, Boeing today said that it has learned many hard lessons, said that it's already done a lot to fix things. Quote, we made fundamental changes to our company as a result. So this is that continuation of a more humble tone that Boeing has taken, a big contrast with its defiant tone in the first days after the second crash and before the change of its CEO.
We're also hearing from victims' families today, right?
Exactly. And what you would expect, basically. Glad to see this, glad to see the results of this report. But on the other hand, continued concern and really hoping to hold Boeing accountable, not necessarily convinced that that the changes yet have been made to prevent this from happening in the future. And they kind of see that as the legacy of their relatives preventing future crashes like this.
Seth, do you expect that we will see the 737 MAX carrying passengers again?
Again, yes. Now, if you want to ask me a timeline, Jeremy, please don't go back and play all the old tapes of me and lots of other people around the world right. who never thought that it would last this long. Hey, I'll take credit for saying it would at least be months in the early days rather than weeks, which some people thought. Nobody thought it would be years. So the easiest thing right now is to say when it won't be. It won't be in the next month or so. But beyond that, who knows how long?
Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.